Today on Press TV, two former detainees at the US-run Guantanamo prison have asked a French judge to bring their former prison commander to court. Nizar Sarsi and Murad Ben Charlie have accused retired Major General Jeffrey Miller of being responsible for overseeing torture practices in the prison. Students in northeast Nigeria are refusing to attend their classes after gunmen killed 59 students last week. Local people accuse officials of failing to provide security to the school. The militant group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for the attack on the federal government college at Bunyari. A leading international human rights group says Israel's killing of Palestinians and the use of violence over the past 3 years amounts to war crimes. Amnesty International says Israel allows its troops to kill Palestinians with virtual immunity. The group has called for an independent review of the atrocities. U.S. Secretary of State predicts that the next Afghan president will sign a bilateral security agreement. John Kerry says that all six presidential candidates in Afghanistan have said that they will sign the deal. A controversial pact will allow U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014. Australia's national carrier Qantas says it will axe 5,000 jobs as part of a tough restructuring move. Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce says the company has to make hard decisions to overcome the challenges. The airliner is working to slash costs by nearly $1.8 billion in 3 years. Russia plans to expand its worldwide naval presence in Latin America, Asia and beyond. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the military is in talks with several countries of the issue. He says it's essential for the Russian Navy to be able to call in ports to service its ships. Fresh figures show the unemployment rate in France has hit a record high. The Labour Ministry says the number of job seekers rose by nearly 9,000 in January. That means over 3.3 million people are out of permanent work. The dismal numbers have dimmed President François Hollande's hopes of cutting joblessness. Morocco suspends all judicial ties with France after a diplomatic row over lawsuits in Paris against the Moroccan intelligence chief. Last week, a French NGO filed lawsuits against Abdel Latif Hamouchi over his alleged role in the torture of an activist. There's the latest here on Press TV.